Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
It is the Blades Inside Edge from Red Deer. So when in Red Deer, why not talk to a former Rebel that's a member of the Saskatoon Blades? And of course, in this case, it is Nick Landrusiak who joins me. And Nick, what's it like coming back to Red Deer?
A bit weird. It's nice to come back to the rink, the Centrum here, but I'm here to play hockey and just can't think too much of it.
Yeah, most notable accomplishments in this building? I mean, you were here for what, three quarters of a season or something like that?
Yeah. Well, we won the Central Division last year, so that was pretty memorable. So we got a banner in the rafters. But yeah, just winning with the team here was pretty memorable, and just all the memories we made.
Tisdale, Saskatchewan is home. I imagine playing growing up. What got you started into hockey?
Probably just my dad getting me into hockey. I think I started when I was about 3 years old, and I think he just wanted me to go that route, and just got me into it at a young age, and I just stuck with it ever since. Fell in love with the game.
Dad's name, and what does he do for a living?
Daryl Andrusiak, and he's a part of the RCMP.
Oh, okay. So I better be good then. And mom's name, what does she do?
Chastity Andrusiak, and she works at a grain elevator just outside of Tisdale.
Okay. You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, two older sisters, Abigail and Brooklyn.
Oh, so you're the baby of the family. They get to make sure they look out for you a little bit? Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that.
No, I look out for them, so it's kind of the opposite.
When did you realize that you were pretty good at this game and that you might want to continue on at an elite level like this?
Probably Bantam, AA. I made the team and kind of just stuck with it, and I had a really good coach that believed in me and put in extra time with me to help me get to where I am now. And yeah, when I didn't get drafted into the WHL, he stuck by my side and really helped me get over that dilemma or whatever you want to call it. And yeah, he just helped me make my way up the ranks in the hockey.
Yeah, so coaches are obviously a big deal, and you've got a good one here in Brendan Sahney. What is the thing that you're most improving? What are you looking to improve upon as you continue?
Probably just my awareness on the ice, moving the puck, just having my head on a swivel. He's big on detail zones, and every day in practice he's always on me about it in a good way, and I've improved quite a bit since coming to Saskatoon already.
And your strength as a player, I mean, if I may be so bold as to mention it, I think you skate really, really well, and you have that ability, I think, to maybe step up into the play a little bit and be somewhat offensive.
Yeah, for sure. The coaches always compliment my skating, and they say it's one of my strengths and I should use it to my advantage, and jumping up in the play is something I continue to work on and try to produce offensively.
Got a Selly in mind for your first Western Hockey League goal?
Probably just keep it pretty humble. Nothing too flashy.
Okay, growing up in Tisdale, I'm always curious as to what Saskatchewan people think when it comes to the National Hockey League and who their favorite teams might be. So who would it be?
Winnipeg Jets.
Good for you. I like it.
Yeah.
Why?
Just when I was young, they came back to Winnipeg in 2011, and I think I just went with the new team in the league, and I've stuck with them.
Favorite player?
Dustin Byfuglien. He was my favorite player, yeah.
Now, you don't have Dustin Byfuglien in you. Who would you pattern your game after?
Oh, I don't even know. Someone small. I'd have to say probably, like, maybe Jared Spurgeon, kind of a smaller defenseman. Maybe not as offensive, but I think I'm just a solid D-man that can be relied on.
Okay. How do you like this group? I mean, what are your thoughts as you get into the later part of the season and we've gotten all these guys together and talk about hanging banners and winning championships?
Yeah, no, the group's awesome. They welcomed me with open arms, and they're super accepting when I came here. And just from being here for barely a month, like, we're super tight already, and that's going to help in the long run for sure. And hanging a banner, like, it's not out of the picture. We have a very good team this year, and we just got to stick with our game and believe in ourselves.
Appreciate that. Nick, thanks for this. Wish you all the best moving forward.
Yes, thank you very much.
Nick Andrusiak on the Blades Inside Edge.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at cjwwradio.com.